Thank you. Good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pick one. The Doc Washington.
Ah, the
Old Home.
Yes. Yeah, let's do that. Do it, boy! This kind of this is my Old Home, actually. Very close. 31 minutes. Dreams are a good place to start. all I did is I wrote down the name of a warhead, I guess. And it's unusual for me because I'm a pacifist by nature. I think I am, anyway. When I took the online quiz, I ended up pacifist. But in my dreams, I'm one of the most evil warmongers there ever was. Especially this, with this one dream that I can't remember any of. Should probably look it up in my dream book and see how bad I was. But I wrote a song about it anyway. This one.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, for example, which is probably a good thing, cars are dangerous.
Probably, yeah.
And he likes to, for example, he has goggles, because just in case the airbag goes off. There's a lot of bad stuff that happens with that. But this other problem, this other driving meaning paranoia, and this stuff happens too when I'm with Joe driving, all the stuff that you might think would have. Just actually about 2 weeks ago, he was supposed to come and visit me in New York, and he called halfway and said, the bearings on my rear wheels have been recalled, and I don't know if you heard it on the radio, Joe. So he couldn't come because, well, he did make it, but halfway the bearings did go out. But anyway, so this other problem, this other little protection is something that you can't really buy something for, and so that's why I think Joe wrote the song.
I
quiver in my pancreas as you go. The idea of goggles to protect you from the airbag. I wear tended to wear earplugs to protect me from the airbag. Because when they go off, not only are they very hot as they fry your cornea, but they are extremely loud. Which is how I was released from the Navy. It was just too loud for me there. So we have a record that we got to do called Clone. It's for sale. Siren going. What I remember about it, obviously we didn't get hit, but I'm not sure why that didn't happen, is how calm David Z was. I think David might be a fatalist or a depressive. Sort of like, no, this guy over here. Thank you. So that he could propose to her. Which, when they proposed that to me, I said, "You must be kidding." Of course not. I have my standards. Go ask Wayne Newton. But my heart softened as I was playing, and I said, "There's a couple of people in the audience here tonight who I'd like to invite up to the stage." Know about this?
No.
That's good, and you're probably just as fascinated as everybody else. And the thing about this was that the tune was written for a wedding that everybody knew should not take place. It was, you know, a wrong idea. This was a couple that would get together, blow apart, get together, reconcile, blow apart, get together, reconcile, blow apart. He would hang out at a restaurant in Los Angeles called Tony and Mario's until they went out of business with this mope in the front window. And they determined that they were meant to be together as a result of all of this. And I suppose it's, you know,
right?
It's one of those duality things. I mean, it could be that or it could be the other, but they should have asked the people that they instead asked to write the song and play the song that was to be the celebration of their marriage on a beach in Nashville. So this would have been the height of dissemblance. Beyond any other compromise of your own ethics, your own moral perception, to celebrate the disaster forming before you. Song as if you loved every minute of it. So come with us now to the wedding in Nashville on a beach. I've looked for that beach. Thank you.
Thank you. started something new. I can't hang.
leaving Kenny in the passenger seat at the red light as Dr. John vanished down Music Row into the splendors of his own mind. My friend Stanley Watson was hit from behind by a poultry truck in Nashville, and he was on foot. Stone Parthenon, a copy of the Parthenon in Nashville. This thing is, it's a copy of the Parthenon in brownstone. I think it's three-quarter size. It's just a little mattelled from the original. Carl Shapiro wrote a poem about it, sort of a bitter poem.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
did you speak to Richard Nixon by that plane in San Diego? Tell him he relied on what's too much. Did he smile and say he loves you? Was he wearing high heel shoes? Was his pardon for your felony?
Crutch.
Crutch. It's been 5 long years since you got the train to Chico.
Living, so I'm standing alone. So I'm living.
this stuff with Mike. I want to express my gratitude for your being here, for the privilege of playing, as always. We'd like to close with one of the greatest damn tunes I've ever heard that came to you.
Yeah, this one, this is a song that I did not hear for the first time while standing in the middle of a swimming pool. Which also goes for every song that I ever learned. However, there was a swimming pool involved, and then I was standing in a swimming pool listening to all kinds of other songs by the same band. It was in the Bahamas, and the Mustangs was the hotel band. And actually, believe it or not, I tracked them down 20 years later. It took about 40 phone calls to find the bass player from the Mustangs, and I told them I have this little band and cover it, and you should come. We're going to do a concert. There could be 100, maybe 1,000, maybe people, and you could maybe sing it with us, or you could play the bass, and I'll learn the real bass line for the first time, because it's not exactly right, but anyway, he was a nice guy. He didn't really understand what the hell I was talking about. Just to continue with that thought, there's a guy in that original recording named Leo. He plays the keyboards in that original song, that original record. I don't know that it's the same Leo. It could be, because you never hear the guy Leo. You hear someone else referred to him. Anyway, that's where this all comes full circle.
Fill in.
Now she looks so good, Lord.
He was a good old pal. He was a good pal. A good old pal. A good pal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sing a song now.
Goodbye. got to go deeper blue. Thank you.